male and female sex differences, contraception, transgenderism. These are some of the topics covered in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January, Ethics of Sex, From Taboo to Delight. You can find out more at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. Ethics of Sex contributors include Issues Etc. guests Ben Mays, Tom Eckstein, and Richard Stuckwish. Ethics of Sex, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, but it isn't just an ordinary week. It's the first week in 2017. That means it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year. These soundbites come from the best vote getters from 2016. They are the soundbites that had the highest vote totals. We've brought five of them forward. They are your candidates for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year. Now, you can vote for any of these five. Your reasons are your own, but we want to know who you are, where you listen, and why you're voting for the soundbite you are voting for. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package, and because it's Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year. The best vote will also get all 12 Issues Etc. Books of the Month from 2016. 1-877-623-6943. Here's soundbite number one. Comes from Frederica Matthews Green talking about the injustice of abortion.
I thought about if there was a homeless man freezing on the sidewalk and you took away his blanket. You could say it was just a ratty old blanket. I didn't steal anything important. But it was all he had. And for this child, you know, people can say, well, it doesn't have memory, it doesn't have consciousness, it doesn't have intelligence, doesn't have this, doesn't have that. But what it has is the will to live. And that is what you're taking away. You're taking away the only thing that unborn human being has, the will to live. And that was the injustice of it that was so deeply disturbing to me. People on both sides of the abortion debate agree, if we just put it in quote marks, women don't want to have abortions. And so if women are doing something they don't want to do 2,800 times every day, then this is not liberation. Then this is a new form of oppression that we have colluded in, that we have hailed as if it were a victory, when all it is stopping a healthy process, which is what pregnancy is, and destroying her own child. The numbers of injustices there are staggering, and society should not expect that of her.
That's soundbite number one, Frederica Matthews Green, The Injustice of Abortion. If you'd like to vote for it for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Pastor Todd Peppercorn. He's talking here about depression and the Lord's Supper.
So much of depression has to do with this isolation, with this sense of utter worthlessness, that no one's listening, nobody cares, nobody is there, nobody is present for me, and even if they were, I wouldn't want them because I'm not worthy. And through all of this continues the gospel. And in this case, I'm going to very concretely talk about the Lord's Supper, that Sunday after Sunday, time after time, Christ says, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. That is reality. That is the truth, that God gives himself to me. That's my baptismal identity kind of coming full circle. And that it's not how I feel at this given moment, or what medications I'm taking, or what conversations I'm having with my counselors, or none of those things actually say, who are you? And who I am is a child of God, even if I don't feel it. This is Psalm 73. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. If I am looking inside myself for strength, it will fail. But that's not actually where my strength comes from, that Christ is greater than my heart.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor Todd Peppercorn, Depression and the Lord's Supper. If you'd like it to be Issues, Etc., soundbite of the year, it needs your vote, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Here's soundbite number three, Pastor. Well, it's actually a couple Lutheran pastors, it sounds like, who happen to also be Cubs fans in a very good year, 2016, for the Chicago Cubs, and they happen also to love Issues, Etc.
Very good pastors who are fans of the world champion Chicago Cubs love listening to Issues, Etc.
All right, that's soundbite number three. Lutheran pastors and Cubs fans love Issues, Etc. If you'd like that to be the Issues, Etc. soundbite of the year, give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-MYIE. Soundbite number four comes from Pastor Hans Feeney. Here he is talking about how Christians regularly prepare for martyrdom.
So I wrote, I don't know if Father Hamill had the chance to speak any last words to his flock as the terrorists stormed into his sanctuary, but I do know that any faithful pastor wouldn't need to say much in his final benediction. To fulfill the final task of his job, all he'd need to do was look at the sheep he'd forgiven throughout the years and tell them, don't be afraid. These men have come here to take our lives, but they're too late. Our lives already belong to Christ. And what I mean by that is, when a pastor does his job just faithfully throughout the years, so Father Hamill had been at this parish for, I think, 20 years, something of that nature. If you just do your job faithfully, every single week you're preparing people for this moment. Every single week you're preparing people for death, whenever it may come. So when you speak the word of forgiveness, when you tell people that their sins have been taken away, when you tell people, when you declare them to be at peace with God, when you give them the comfort of knowing that in the waters of baptism they've been claimed as God's own children, that in the sacrament of the altar they have been invited to feast on the righteousness of Christ, that the devil cannot take away from them. In all of that, what you're doing is you are preparing people for the moment of their death, so that, this is why it is that we, for example, sing in the liturgy, that we sing the words of Simeon in our Lutheran churches after receiving the Lord's Supper, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, thy word has been fulfilled. So we're singing that we can now die in peace, so that if terrorists were to storm into our church and to take our lives, we would die with nothing on our tongues but the praises of our God, because we have his forgiveness. And so when a pastor just faithfully teaches the gospel to his people, proclaims the gospel to his people, gives them the forgiveness of sins, he's preparing them for that moment, whenever it might come. And so there's not much else that you'd need to say. In an instance like that, you can just simply say, don't be afraid. These men have come here to take our lives, but they're too late. Our lives already belong to Christ.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Hans Feeney, how Christians prepare for martyrdom. He was writing there about the murder of the Roman Catholic priest last year in France, and he'd written something for the Federalist there. That's soundbite number four. If you'd like it to be the Issues, Etc. soundbite of the year, give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Here's the last soundbite for your consideration, one of the top vote-getters from 2016. It's soundbite number five, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller answering the question, is the liturgy for children?
Yeah, I mean, I think the liturgy really is children's church. You know, it's especially true when you see people who've lost their memory, who've lost their sight, who don't know how to read. Children who don't know how to read, they can all participate in the liturgy because it's, again, this that the songs that are there and the words that are there are given to us over and over, and it puts it into the mind. So because it's not new, contemporary, it's changing all the time. It's not that because it stays the same. It makes it very accessible for the children, and the children are always singing the parts of the liturgy much, much louder than they are singing the hymns, because they're that familiar to them. And I think that when we try to constantly change the service, we are taking away something really wonderful from the kids. It's a big concern of mine, as I know it is a lot of pastors, that we have whole generations growing up that have never been in the liturgy. And that means that they simply don't know these great hymns and songs and Bible passages that the church has given to us as an inheritance. And that is not good. It's not a good spiritual situation. It's going to make it even that much more difficult when the devil comes along to tempt them to know what they can go back on. So when the scriptures tell us to treasure the Lord's word in our heart, when we go to the liturgy, we're doing that. We're treasuring the Lord's word. We're inscribing it in our hearts. And that has the promise that the Lord gives that it will never return void, that it will always bear fruit.
That is soundbite number 5, Pastor Brian Wolf Miller, is the liturgy for children. Now, the rest of today's program is dedicated to your votes for Issues Etc. soundbite of the year. You can vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. Will it be soundbite number 1, Frederica Matthews Green, the injustice of abortion? Soundbite number 2, Pastor Todd Peppercorn, depression and the Lord's Supper? Soundbite number 3, the pastors who are Cubs fans and love issues, etc.? Or soundbite number 4, Pastor Hans Feeney, how Christians prepare for martyrdom? Or soundbite number 5, Pastor Brian Wolf Miller, is the liturgy for children? 1-877-623-6943. I'd like to get this vote from Beth before we take our break. Beth writes, great choices which cover creation, the fall, and salvation. The Cubs fans, pastors, teach us that God the Father, Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, is the giver of all good things, including friendship and the innocent merriment that can come from baseball or other activities carried out in God's playground of creation. Pastor Todd Peppercorn teaches us that after the fall into sin, even God's redeemed people will suffer from various forms of brokenness, but that Jesus has promised never to leave us, that he forgives us, cleanses us, and strengthens us with his word of pardon and his very body and blood to forgive our sins. Pastor Hans Feeney and Pastor Wolf Miller teach us that throughout the years, our lives, Sunday in and Sunday out, we hear God's law through the liturgy and hymns that condemn us as sinners and God's gospel that cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Jesus is preparing all of us for our death. Some of us will be called to confess Jesus as martyrs even today, and many of our brothers and sisters in the church did in the past. But especially in the 20th and 21st centuries under communism and Islam. But the best soundbite, writes Beth, of the year came from Mrs. Green in her narrative of The Least Among Us, the innocent unborn child threatened by abortion. The liturgy of the church teaches us to pray for all men and that we be spared an evil death. Frederica Matthews Green pleads with us to help women understand that God is the maker of every one of us, that we must help women, especially mothers, and understand that abortion is the end of a unique human being who has been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. The church must boldly speak against the destructive act of abortion and plead for the opportunity to baptize these little ones so that they may be made children of God himself. As pro-lifers are so apt to say, we cannot enjoy the gifts of creation without the gift of life itself. And so, even though all the sound bites nominated for 2016 do a great job of teaching the faith, I would vote for Frederica Matthews Green's admonition as best soundbite of 2016 because it so well frames the work of Issues, etc. The eternal God moved outside himself to bestow upon us the gift of life now and in eternity. May the church proclaim this blessed message well as she seeks to protect the innocent unborn. Thanks to Issues, Etc. for being a clear messenger of the gift of life and the gospel that grants us eternal life. That's a vote for soundbite number 1, Frederica Matthews Green, The Injustice of Abortion. Your votes for Issues, Etc. soundbite of the year. On the other side of the break, 1-877-623-6943. 1-877-623-MYIE.
We would like to overlook the difficulty of daily repentance and death to our sins in the interest of progressing to a more advanced spirituality.
Rebecca Curtis from her new audiobook, Ladylike, Living Biblically.
Somehow, spiritual advancement always amounts to our getting to spend more time on the things we like and calling it stewardship or service.
You can purchase and download an audio version of Ladylike, Living Biblically at Amazon, Audible, and iTunes. Ladylike, Living Biblically by Rebecca Curtis and Rose Adel.
Do you have a student finishing up eighth grade at a Lutheran school? Do you wish there were a Lutheran high school close to where you live so your student could continue going to a Lutheran school? What if there was an opportunity for high school students in public or Lutheran school to take classes like Latin, logic, and hard-hitting theology courses? Well, there is. It's called Wittenberg Academy, the first completely online classical Lutheran high school. Visit our website, wittenbergacademy.org, to find out more.
Often imitated, never equaled. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
At Concordia University Irvine, you can pursue advanced theological study for academic, professional, or personal development. Concordia's Master of Arts in Theology program is grounded in the truth of Scripture and insights from the Lutheran Confessions. Courses are taught online and at intensive on-campus sessions in the summer. Apologetics, Christian education leadership, and Reformation studies are just a few of the emphases offered. For more information, visit cui.edu/theology.
Did you know that Luther Academy has been providing continuing education for confessional Lutheran pastors and laypeople worldwide for more than 20 years? Luther Academy publishes Logia, the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatics series, and Luther Digest. Find out more about Luther Academy and sign up to receive their free email newsletter at lutheracademy.com, lutheracademy.com, and like them on Facebook, facebook.com/lutheracademy.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
It's time for your vote for Issues, Etc. soundbite of the year. 1-877-623-6943. Five soundbites we brought forward from 2016, the top vote getters. One more time to vote on one of them to be Issues, Etc. soundbite of the year, and your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package and all 12 Issues, Etc. books of the month from 2016. Let's go to the phones and talk first to Evan in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Hi, Evan.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well.
My vote's going to be for number four, for Hans Feeney. I've been a big fan of Lutheran satire for a while, but getting to hear him speak more seriously, and I think that may have been one of the most concise descriptions of faith that I've ever heard. I was really impressed.
Evan, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Arkansas. Let's talk to Jean, who is listening in St. Louis. Hi, Jean.
Hi. I'm voting for number one. I believe she puts out a different point of view about the issues of abortion, the idea that it is an injustice, and I think it's a very profound way to look at this ongoing issue.
Jean, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in St. Louis. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E. This comes from Peter in Everett, Washington. Great sound bites, very hard to choose. I really wanted to go with number one, Frederica Matthews Green, on the injustice of abortion, especially in light of one of the conversations you had last week talking about the devil hates children because they remind him of the birth of Christ. But I have to go with soundbite number four, Pastor Hans Feeney, and how Christians prepare for martyrdom. His line that sums it up, "They're too late, our lives already belong to Christ," perfectly sums up the full blessings of Jesus' death and resurrection for us. We don't have to worry about eternity. We belong to Christ. Amen. Peter, thank you very much for that vote, and thanks for listening in Washington. In Fort Wayne, Indiana, Alicia is on the line. Hi, Alicia.
Hi.
Which one are you voting for and why?
I have to vote for number five, Pastor Wolfmuller, because of the liturgy's importance. With the historic liturgy practiced in the church and a laity who understands the meaning of, like, the Kyrie, the Gloria, the preface, and so on, and Jesus' actions therein, you have a foundation that gives you discernment, that comforts in the face of depression and death, and also highlights to whom proper glory for the gifts we receive belongs.
Well, thank you very much, Alicia, and thanks for listening in Fort Wayne. 1-877-623-6943. We're playing Issues, Etc. soundbite of the year. Here's another vote. This one is for soundbite number five, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. I'd like to vote for soundbite number five. As a Wisconsinite, three was deeply offensive. That's the Cubs fan one. as you cannot be a true Lutheran without being a Brewers fan. All the rest were, as usual, incredible. But I believe that it is very important in this age we need to get the youth into the church to realize that changing the practice and therefore the doctrine of the church only results in no church. The marks of the church are the word being preached and the sacraments administered. But I believe that the historic liturgy conveys that. The Prince songs certainly do not. If you really want kids in church, give them something they can hang on to. That doesn't change every week or even every sermon series. The historic liturgy is historic for a reason. Every pastor and layman throughout the centuries agreed with it. If it's lasted that long, it's probably something we should keep using. And thanks for all you do, says Samuel. 1-877-623-6943. 1-877-623-MYIE. Darren in Alexandria, Virginia says, this was a tough choice, as four of the sound bites are profound and one would be beneficial for everyone. But I have to go with Pastor Peppercorn, soundbite number two. His story reveals what it is like to suffer from depression and tells where a depressed person can find hope. However, his words here actually apply to all of us as condemned sinners who have truly no other hope but Christ Jesus. No one can depend on his or her own strength or feelings to bring us close to God or to earn our salvation. Only God's grace through his Son can do that, and the Lord's Supper gives all of us the hope, physically and spiritually, every time we partake of it. Thank you very much, Darren. Thanks for listening in Virginia. Anthony lists in he listens in South Carolina. He says, my vote is for Hans Feeney. That's soundbite number four. I voted for it because I still think it's the best. Anthony, thanks for listening in South Carolina. We're going to carry this over a little bit on the other side of the break. We will not be able to get to all your votes, but we will tabulate all your votes when we announce the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year in a few minutes on the other side of the break. You can give us a call during this break, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year, and giving away the LPR bundle package as usual, but also all 12 Issues Etc. books of the year to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year. Vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. I don't know who's leading so far, but when we tabulate all the votes, we will announce the winner for you. This one is from Janet in Crawfordsville, Indiana. I would like to vote for Pastor Feeney, soundbite number four. When the episode initially aired, Pastor Feeney's words were very comforting in the aftermath of the priest's murder. Reflecting on this soundbite again, I realize how important it is to also remember that my life belongs to Christ. I am baptized. This gives comfort and hope in all things and brings life because Issues Etc. points us to Christ. I think this soundbite is the most fitting one for soundbite of the year. And thanks for your wonderful program. Janet, thanks for listening in Indiana. We will hear from you and your votes for Issues Etc. soundbite of the year in just a few minutes.
Less laughing, more Jesus. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The grace of God, the church's music, the Lord's Supper every service, every Sunday, preaching Christ crucified and risen, our hope for years to come. There is hope in St. Louis, Hope Lutheran Church, that is. 5218 Neosho Street, St. Louis, Missouri. Find us on the web at hopelutheranstl.org.
Thank you for helping us make budget and for more than 4 million downloads of Issues Etc. in 2016. Thanks to your support, Lutheran Public Radio has been independent and in the black for almost 9 years. You've heard us say, now only our listeners can cancel us, and we mean it. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your prayers, and thanks for your financial support of Issues Etc. live and on demand, and for our 24/7 talk and music stations. We're looking forward to partnering with you in 2017. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We are wrapping up Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year, trying to get to as many votes as we can on this Friday, January the 6th. Let's go to Kirkwood, Missouri, where Andy's on the line. Andy, welcome.
Hi, Todd. I'm voting for number 4. It sums up the whole of the Christian faith. We belong to Christ. The world, the devil, nobody can harm us. Essentially, we are God's, and that's it, period. Thank you.
Andy, thank you very much. Thanks for listening. In Missouri, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year on this Friday afternoon. Let's see. David in Colorado says, 4 of these soundbites remind me why I listen to Issues Etc., but one I choose is the one that returns us to Christ outside me and my emotions. This is the sanity which comes from sound doctrine rooted in the Scriptures, faithfully taught as being about Jesus our Savior. Thanks again for your faithfulness. Janine in Hobart, Washington says, I'm voting for soundbite number 4, Pastor Hans Feeney, how Christians are prepared for martyrdom. I heard it live when it was first broadcast, and it touched me deeply. It summarized all that being a Christian means. I have quoted it many times since to others because it's so profound. It's by far the one that impressed me the most. Thanks to Issues Etc. for another outstanding year of broadcasting. May God bless the continuance and growth of your fine ministry. Thank you very much as well. Let's see what Michelle has to say in Gilberts, Illinois. Michelle says, Happy New Year. I'm voting for Pastor Feeney, how Christians prepare for martyrdom. This was an excellent interview in which Pastor Feeney assured us that our end in this world is not something to be feared. It's a blessed thing in which we can actually rejoice because Christ already rescued us from sin, death, and the devil in our baptism. This is something that only Christians can claim for the sake of Jesus, who is Lord over all. Thanks for listening in Illinois, Michelle, and thanks for your vote. Nancy's voting in Columbus, Indiana. I'd like to vote soundbite number 1. I was moved by Mrs. Green's change in position, and I believe the church needs to take a bold stand for the least of these who have no choice without us. Nancy, thanks for listening in Indiana. Here's another soundbite number 4 vote. It comes from Bob in Illinois. He says, Pastor Feeney's words literally take my breath away. May the Lord continue to bless the ministry of Pastor Feeney and Issues Etc. in 2017 and beyond. Melissa listens in Pennsylvania, voting for soundbite number 1 because Green gets to the heart of the issue of oppression of women through abortion. The vast majority of women having abortions do not want to kill their babies, but they don't feel that they have a choice. A close second I appreciate is Pastor Wolf Miller's words on the liturgy and children. So true. We have 6 children and can see how quickly they learn these pegs on which all further theological teaching can be hung. Melissa, thanks for listening in Pennsylvania. This one comes from Silji in Norway. Silji says, Dear cherished Issues Etc., my favorite soundbite of the year is Pastor Hans Feeney's words about martyrdom. The reasons are many. He preaches forgiveness of sins. He proclaims that there is salvation in baptism. The world is becoming more and more violent. It feels thus that the topic appears increasingly relevant. He communicates the eternal hope. Pastor Feeney's soundbite reminds me of something a friend wrote on Facebook after my best friend's father passed away. Instead of traditional loss, the battle against cancer, he proclaimed the opposite. He said, cancer has been beaten by eternal life. Cancer lost. In the exact same way, any terrorist is too late when robbing us of our lives. In Romans 6, do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. The terrorists are too late, right, Silji? Thanks for all the good teaching you provide with us all over the year. This one comes from, let's see, Michael in Strasburg, Illinois. My vote is for Pastor Hans Feeney, soundbite number 4. I still have to fight back tears when I hear this soundbite. I pray that I am being faithful to God and preparing his sheep under my care as well. And I pray that I should I be called upon, I could be half as courageous or half as bold in my witness as Father Hamill. Praise be to God for his faithfulness to us and bless the work of these frail servants declaring his perfect forgiveness. Ron listens in Japan. Ron's voting for Pastor Brian Wolfmiller when he speaks about how important the liturgy is for those who are older and suffering from loss of sight or ability to remember other things. The parts of the liturgy remain. I take comfort in that truth, both for myself and those who are suffering those things today. That's a vote for Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. Christopher listens in Chicago. He's voting for soundbite number four, Pastor Hans Feeney. As a pastor, his encouragement, what I do week by week is enough for the people I'm sent to serve. As a Christian, his quote of the psalm resources all of us for those times when we have ourselves barely anything left of worldly value, as Frederica helpfully pointed out, of the youngest of us who don't even yet have their baptism. Though heart and flesh should fail, yet the word of the Lord lasts forever. He says, okay, so I lapsed into Isaiah 43. God is greater than our hearts. That's Christopher in Chicago voting for Pastor Hans Feeney. Now, we can't read all your votes, but we have tabulated all your votes. And according to that tabulation, the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year for 2016 is soundbite number four, Pastor Hans Feeney, How Christians Are Prepared for Martyrdom.
So I wrote, I don't know if Father Hamill had the chance to speak any last words to his flock as the terrorists stormed into his sanctuary, but I do know that any faithful pastor wouldn't need to say much in his final benediction. To fulfill the final task of his job, all he'd need to do was look at the sheep he'd forgiven throughout the years and tell them, don't be afraid. These men have come here to take our lives, but they're too late. Our lives already belong to Christ. And what I mean by that is, when a pastor does his job just faithfully throughout the years, so Father Hamill had been at this parish for, I think, 20 years, something of that nature. If you just do your job faithfully, every single week you're preparing people for this moment. Every single week you're preparing people for death, whenever it may come. So when you speak the word of forgiveness, when you tell people that their sins have been taken away, when you tell people, when you declare them to be at peace with God, when you give them the comfort of knowing that in the waters of baptism they've been claimed as God's own children, that in the sacrament of the altar they have been invited to feast on the righteousness of Christ, that the devil cannot take away from them. In all of that, what you're doing is you are preparing people for the moment of their death, so that, I mean, this is why it is that we, for example, sing in the liturgy, that we sing the words of Simeon in our Lutheran churches after receiving the Lord's Supper, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, thy word has been fulfilled. So we're singing, we can now die in peace, so that if terrorists were to storm into our church and to take our lives, we would die with nothing on our tongues but the praises of our God, because we have his forgiveness. And so when a pastor just faithfully teaches the gospel to his people, proclaims the gospel to his people, gives them the forgiveness of sins, he's preparing them for that moment whenever it might come. And so there's not much else that you'd need to say. In an instance like that, you can just simply say, don't be afraid. These men have come here to take our lives, but they're too late. Our lives already belong to Christ.
That's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year for 2016, Pastor Hans Feeney, How Christians Are Prepared for Martyrdom. Now, Beth, I could have given the LPR bundle package and the books to any number of the voters, but it's going to go to Beth this year. If you'd send us your name, your mailing address, and your shirt size to talkback@issuesetc.org, we will send you the LPR bundle package and each and every one of the Issues Etc. books of the month from 2016. Monday on Issues Etc., we're going to continue our series on Martin Luther and the Reformation with Dr. Ken Sherb. We also want to know your answer to this question. What's your favorite Epiphany hymn and why? We're going to post a list of Epiphany hymns so you don't have to try and figure that out. Which of them will be your favorite Epiphany hymn and why, as long as Epiphany lasts? That's Monday on Issues Etc. Look at our Facebook fan page for that question, your opportunity to give the answer in that list of Epiphany hymns for you to reference. What is your favorite Epiphany hymn and why? Monday on Issues Etc. It's very nice to know. We talk about being prepared for Christ's second coming, and Christians often look ahead at that and they say, am I prepared? I mean, how would I know if I am? It's certain that Jesus tells us we ought to be prepared. We ought to be watchful and ready for his coming. How are we readied for his coming? It's the same question when it comes to our death, or in the case of martyrdom, this unexpected death confessing the name of Jesus Christ. God does not leave us to our own devices to prepare for this. He doesn't leave us to our own devices for anything, not for our salvation, not for our sanctification, not for our continuance in the faith. None of it is left up to us. He provides what we need. He prepares and he readies us each and every Sunday. There's nothing extra that needs to be done. It's not like prepping for the end of the world, putting away jars of water and freeze-dried food. That's not what we're talking about. There's none of that in God's provision. He provides for us daily and weekly what we need to be prepared for Christ to come again, for our life to end, or even for Christian martyrdom. And he provides it right there in his word and his sacraments, those ordinary things that he gives us week by week through the mouths and the hands of our humble pastors. There on Sunday morning, you are being not just prepared, but well prepared for Christ to return, for your death, and yes, if called upon to do so, even your martyrdom. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues, Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues, Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues, Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.